Hi there, my name is Upe. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, I have a
Yeah.
potential claimant on the phone. Her name is Ciara, IARA. Timon.
Can you please spell out the first name and last name again? I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. It's C as in cat, I, A as in apple, R as in Randy, A as in apple,
Okay, see
Ciara,
her.
and then yep, and then her name is Timon, T as in Tom, W Y M A N.
Oh,
And I just
Timon.
sent over her information, so she should come up. Do you want her phone number?
Yeah, please.
08.
Oh, say that again. I'm sorry. I didn't catch those first digits.
Okay. 708 901 1867.
Right, so I got Sierra Twyman 708-901-1867. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you
And I'm
so
gonna
much for
transfer
that.
her.
Yeah, you could transfer
Okay.
over.
All right, Ciara, best to you. You're in good hands. Take care.
Thank you so much. Take
Right.
care.
I'm transferring now.
Thank you. Hi,
Okay.
Sierra. My name is Lupe, speaking on a recorded line. I'm assuming you're wanting to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then, did you already get an attorney to assist you on filing a claim already, Sierra?
No, I didn't. I was
Well.
just talking to Elaine about everything that had happened. She said she wrote it down and was going to send you everything over.
Okay. Yeah, no
You will
worries.
be my attorney, I guess.
Yeah, I'll be the intake specialist who will be helping you forward. And then are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter? And most importantly, have you signed any other documents with another law firm regarding this lawsuit?
No,
No, you have not?
I
Okay.
didn't.
All right, so you're willing to affirm. That's a yes, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then have you used any hair straightener chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yeah, I used it.
Mm-hmm.
I used the last time I used it was in 2022. I only used it for 4 years, and I stopped
4 years.
using it after I found out what was going on.
4 years. Okay, so it seems like you started in 2018 and then stopped in 2022. Is that correct? Since you said it was like a 4 year usage?
Yes.
Okay, I see. And
Yeah,
then,
like four or five.
okay, yeah, no worries. And then, were you or a loved one ever diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes, ovarian cancer.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Alrighty. And I do want to remind you again, we are in a recorded line, in case I did miss that. Alrighty. And then you'll be filing this in behalf for yourself, right? This is for yourself. Alrighty. And then when did you find out you were diagnosed with the ovarian cancer? What year?
September in 2023.
23. Okay, so I got so I got 9. And then by any chance, do you remember the day you were diagnosed, or is it safe to just put 9/01 2023? Do you by any chance remember the day?
No, I know. I remember exactly the day. It was either the, I know, I think it was the 10th or the 11th. I want to
The
say the
10th or
10th, though.
11th? You want to say the 10th though? Okay, no worries. So we'll say 9/10/2023. Alrighty, just putting that down for you. All right. And then by any chance, do you remember the doctor that diagnosed you with the ovarian cancer?
Yes. It was a she was a OBGYN. Her name was Dr. Gail Miller.
Okay, let me find that for you. Gail Miller. And then what hospital was she at? What state?
I was at the hospital in Oakland, Illinois. I think that's Christ, Advocate Christ. I can look up the name if you need to.
Yeah, let me see if I can help. I'll help you look for it real quick for you, okay?
Okay, yeah, it's in Oakland. Okay, so it was Oakland, Advocate Christ Medical Center.
And then you said Illinois, right?
Yeah, Oakland, Illinois. I know they call it Christ. I got to find the actual name. Advocate Christ Medical Center.
Looking for you. Let's see here. All right. So I found, is it Dr. G-A-I-L and Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to put Dr. Gil Miller for the doctor. And then it's asking for the doc. Let's see here. Miller, age, female. Let's see here if I can find her phone number for you. Let's see here about me. Hospitals. Yeah, Advocate Christ Medical Center. I just found it here for you. All right, let's see
okay.
here. Is it the address at 4440 West 95th Street, Oaklawn, Illinois, 60453? Is that the
yeah.
Advocate Christ? Okay, thank you so much for confirming that.
Yeah.
Just putting that down.
I just knew it was Christ in Oaklawn.
No, you're fine. Doing well. Thank you so much for helping me. Just putting the address down. And then by any chance, let's see if I can find the phone. Oh, I did find the phone number, actually. Let's see if I can find her phone number here for you so I could just copy and paste this for you. Hospitals. Okay, I got the direct number here for the hospital. So I got a 708-684-8000. So I'll put that down. All right. So
I'm not sure if that's it or not. You want me to check?
Yeah, you can double check if you want.
Okay, let me see. I have 708-684-8000.
Perfect. Yeah, it's that one. Alrighty. So I'm just going to go ahead and look up here. He said it was Illinois. That is in 18 months. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So it goes all the way to June. Okay. Yeah. All right, just moving down here on the intake. All right, and then it's asking here, do you currently live or were you diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee? Would that be a no?
No, I'm in Chicago.
No, yeah, no, fine.
Well, I'm in Illinois. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Chicago. No, you're fine. And then it's asking here, did you use the hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yeah, every holiday I was
every holiday.
It.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to say maybe about 5 or 6 times a year.
Okay, and that was literally the next question I was about to ask. So you already answered that. It's asking, on average, how many times per year did you use a hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis? So you said that was about like 6 or 7
yeah.
times a year.
Yeah, maybe about 5 or 6. I want to say.
Okay.
Probably 6 or 7.
6. I'll put 6 down for you then. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then can I get your date of birth?
5/7/94.
I'm sorry about that. So I got a
No,
you're fine. I got a 5/7/1994.
Yeah.
All righty. And then, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, no worries. So that would be a no. And then, this is
just
a
They only told me that I was. They told me I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
Yeah, no worries. It was just an intake question here that the attorneys just required to know. You're fine. I marked down no down there. And then this is just a referral question. Do you have any other friends or family or loved ones who also might have been affected due to using the hair relaxer?
I'm not sure, actually. Nobody hasn't told me about it.
No? Okay. No worries. And then when I send you these documents and everything goes good, I'll make sure to text you on my direct line. So you have my number down,
okay.
And I'll send you down all the attorney information. And if, you know, if anyone does ever come up with any other cancer due to the ovarian cancer, please feel free to give them my number. Okay.
Okay. My grandma, she has, but she don't use these products, but I believe she just had head, neck, and throat cancer. And then she's also suffering. They're trying to see if she has something, a uterus cancer, or if she has kidney stones in her stomach. So once we figure that out on the 13th, I'll call you and let you know.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you for that. And I hope she doesn't, though. You know, I hope everything turns out well for her.
Yeah, I hope not either.
Yeah.
Pray.
Yeah,
for sure.
Me too. I'll be praying.
It was a rough treatment for me.
And the next question here, what state did you use the hair relaxer? That was Illinois, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then it's asking here, and you already answered this earlier, it's asking here, when did you start using hair relaxer, and then when did you stop? And then that was in 2018 to 2022, is that correct?
Yeah, I started like, I want to say like a day before Valentine's Day, so in February. I don't know the exact day, but I remember it was before like Valentine's Day in 2018.
Oh, okay. So you want me to put down as a rest holder just 2/1/2018 as your first start year?
I don't know if it was the first or not, but I know it was in February.
Yeah, no worries. These are just estimations. You're fine. I'll put down 2/1/2018.
And then I stopped in 2022 of, like, my birthday was on the 7th, so I stopped using it on the 4th.
All right, so 2022, let me put down here, 2022, and then you said, like, a month after your birthday you stopped in 2022?
Yeah, well, like, that year of my birthday.
Okay.
I didn't use it anymore in May. May 4th, my birthday on the 7th. So May 4th, that was the last time that I used it.
I see.
Because I found out about the Egyptian blowouts, and then like later on, a year afterwards, I was just receiving like so much pain. Yeah, and that's why.
I'm really sorry to hear that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I got down here for you, Kara, is 2/1/2018, which is February 1st of 2018, and then I got for your stop year May 4th of 2022. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that again, Sierra. And then how often did you use or apply these products, like weekly, monthly, 4 times per year? You know.
It was like 6 or 7. It was either 6 or 7 times a year. So every holiday, I would say. It would be my birthday. I consider it a holiday too. So my birthday.
yeah, no worries.
Easter.
Would you say kind of like in a monthly type of basis?
Yeah, every other, like, you know, like how Easter is, and then after that it would have been my birthday. Then after that it would have been July 4th. You know.
I see.
Yeah, stuff maybe like every other 2 months.
I see. And then it's asking here, how many consecutive years have you used the hair relaxer products? Was this like, so you used this for 4 years. Did you use it all those consecutive for 4 years?
Yeah, I was using it every holiday for four years.
Gotcha. All right. And then it's asking here, did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
I usually did it myself, or like one of my people to do it.
Okay, and they would show up to your house to do it. Okay, so this would be at home.
Yes.
Okay, no worries. And then
or I'll go to like one of my friends' houses and
I see
what they were doing. But
no, yeah, I see what you're trying to say. And then right here, I think this answer would be a no since you stopped in 2022. But it's asking, do you currently use any hair relaxer products? And that would be a no, correct?
Of course not. I don't.
Yeah. And then it's asking, which brand name products have you used? And I can name a few. It's Dark and Lovely Emotions, Organic Root.
That's
Simulator.
It, yeah. No, it's L'Oreal. It was L'Oreal, Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely.
That's the only product I use.
Okay, I
see. Yeah, L'Oreal.
Gotcha. And then it's asking here, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? And you started in 2018, so that's like 19, 20. It's like 5 years apart. That would be a yes, correct? Since you first started in 2018.
I know I got diagnosed for cancer in 2023 September.
Okay, and then you started in 2018, yeah. So it's happened more than 2 years after, correct? You first started?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for confirming that. And then, okay, let's see here the next question. And then it's asking you, what type of treatment did you receive? Did you receive any chemo, radiation?
Yeah, I did they did a full hysterectomy surgery, and then I did chemo for like 6 months, six cycles. And then I ended up getting on like pain medication. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put that down
for
you, okay?
For 6 cycles, yeah.
Okay, so I put chemo.
And I received only pain medication as well.
And pain medication, okay. Medication. Thank you so much for confirming that. So for the treatments, I put chemotherapy, 6 cycles, and pain medication. And then it's asking here, treatment date. Was the treatment date like a little few days after they diagnosed you, or when was the treatment date?
It was on September the 14th. So I got diagnosed on the 10th. And then maybe 4 or 5 days after that, it was either the 14th or the 15th. Where they did the full hysterectomy surgery.
I see. Okay. So I put down September 14th of 2023 when was the treatment day, okay? And then,
yes.
All right. So was Gail the same doctor that treated you for the ovarian?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to copy and paste that for you, okay? I'm just going to go up here and...
Okay.
Since we already got that information, we got Gail Miller... Just going down here, doctor's name, Gail Miller, and I got the address here, actually. Let's see. Hospitals. All right, address. Bear with me here. Let's see. And the number. Just need the phone number here, 708. Let's see here. Alrighty. Alright, and then the next question, just we can get this on the recorded call. Can you just confirm your gender?
I'm a female.
No, yep, thank you. It's just for the recorded call. And then next question here. Alright, and then can I confirm the first your first name? The spelling of your first name?
Sierra, C-I-A-R-A.
Perfect. Put that down here. So I got C-I-A-R-A. And then spelling of your last name is T-W-Y-M-A-N, correct?
Wyman, yes.
Yep, perfect. Thank you so much for confirming that. Alrighty, alright. And then in order for the attorneys to pull medical records, can I have your social security, please?
I don't care about you guys having it, but
no. If you don't feel safe, you could. If you don't feel comfortable, please provide just the last four. If that feels a little safer for you, because I totally understand that.
Yeah.
5089.
Alrighty. Mm-hmm.
All right, and then I already have an email here on file. It's SierraTwyman07@gmail.com. So it's your first name, last name, 07@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then I already have here a phone number on file, which is 708-901-1867. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And then your primary phone number, is it a mobile, home, or both?
This is mobile? My mobile number.
Mobile? Okay. So for the attorneys to reach out with you, so as soon as I send these documents over, so as soon as we finish this intake form, I'm going to hit the submit button. You're going to receive some documents. As soon as you hit, as soon as you sign those documents, attorneys are going to be reaching out within 48 hours. What's the best contact preference you prefer with them? Phone, text, email?
It don't matter. They can call if they want.
They can call? Okay.
Sometimes I'm at work. Yeah, if I'm at work and can't talk, they can text me. But this is my primary phone number.
I gotcha. Gotcha. Thank you so much for confirming that, Sierra. And then what's the best time of day? Morning, afternoon, evening?
Morning and afternoon is fine.
Morning and afternoon. Okay, it only lets me choose one. Which one's best for you?
Morning.
Morning? Okay, you got it. Just putting that down for you. All right. So next here is your address. Can I have your address, please?
503 Bellarmine Drive.
Can you spell that out?
Bellarmine Drive West.
West.
And then it's just
Juliet, Illinois.
Joliet.
I'm sorry about that. Thank you for correcting me. Joliet.
No,
sorry,
guys. Okay.
Thank you. I'm just going to reconfirm
Unit
with you.
C.
Oh, I was just about to say that. So, Unit C? Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. So, I'm just going to reconfirm your address here. I got 503 Bellarmine, which is spelled Bellarmine, Drive West, Unit C, Joliet, Will County. And then a state, Illinois. I don't know why it did not populate that. Illinois. And then zip code 60436. Is that correct?
Yes.
All righty here. And then the next question here, it's asking for documentation. Do you have any documentary support for your date of diagnosis?
I don't have any on me.
Okay. Not on you. Okay. So
I could probably try to get it. To you guys,
okay.
Or you guys can try to get it.
Okay. You want me to put unsure, yes, or? Okay, let's see.
If you guys can get it, you
Get it. Yeah, that's fine. Yes, but you do
fine.
Know the medical records
fine.
Do
you
exist. That's how. Yeah, no worries. Because the next question here is, do you have a copy of the medical records? And then you don't currently have it in hand, but you do know the medical records do exist, correct?
Yes, like medical porters and stuff.
Yeah. But you don't have them in hand.
I don't like remember none of the login and stuff like that, but you guys should be able to pull it up.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. And then would you like to provide a emergency contact in case the attorneys can't get a hold of you?
No, I want to actually keep this confidential if I'm going to get some money.
No worries.
But you guys can write down. Let me see. What's my friend's phone number? No, it's okay. You guys should be able to get a hold
of
me.
No worries. It's totally up to you if you would like to provide one or not, okay? All right.
Okay.
So I'm going to put in.
If it happens to be where you guys can't get a hold of me within the next 2 weeks or something, because you say 48 hours, so I'll be around.
Okay. No worries. So I'm going to put, not applicable. Alrighty. All right. So it looks like we finished here. I'm just going to, bear with me. I'm just going to recheck everything we went over to make sure I didn't miss anything on my end. So I'm going to put you on a quick hold just to make sure before I send it over. Okay. And then, how would you like me to send the documents? You want me to send it through text or through email?
It don't matter.
It don't matter.
Available right now.
All right. You want me to send them through both or just through text? It's totally up to you.
You can do through text right now.
Okay.
And I'll have that completed before we get off the phone.
Perfect. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to put you on a quick hold while I review the whole intake form for you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for being patient, Sierra. Thank you. Alrighty here. So it looks like everything's good. I'm gonna send this over to you right now. All right, it's just spinning. Give it a quick second here. I'm not sure why it's saying error. Let's see here. Give me another quick second here. I'm so sorry. I'm not sure when I click submit. Said error. Give me a quick second. I'm so sorry about that again.
No, it's not.
Thank you so much. Yeah, sorry, Sierra. Just stay on the line. It's saying that this contact user already exists. It's just probably an error on our end. Just bear with me here.
Okay.
All right, Sierra, I'm so sorry for the inconvenience. There's an error
Mm-hmm.
going on. I'll be calling you within an hour if that's okay with you. Is that fine?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine, Sierra. All right, and I do apologize again, okay?
Okay.
I'll be calling you within an hour. You have a
Okay.
blessed day, okay? All right,
Okay,
thank you.
thank you so much.
Yeah, you're
Did you
welcome.
send the papers over or just wait until tomorrow?
Because that's why I wanted to call you within an hour, because yeah, it's not letting me submit the documents. Yeah, everyone's at lunch right now, so I'm really trying to get help to see how I can send these over. So yeah, I'll call you within an hour and see how I can send these documents over to you, okay? Yeah, everything's filled
Okay,
out.
thank you
All
so
I gotta
much.
do is just send them over. Yeah, no worries, Sierra. You have a blessed day, okay?
Okay, you too. I'll be waiting on the call.
Yeah, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye bye.